Well, this heat now, I'll tell you, these instruments, they don't like heat. They like them cold, damp nights like last night.
When we did our little tour, even though it was just the two of us, we rode around in a bus. And
yeah, we did.
Got to be comfortable at our age. So on the first night we rode in the bus, all of a sudden I was laying in my bunk and it occurred to me, out of curiosity, I was going, I wonder what the heck Del McCurry's hair looks like in the morning when he gets out of the bunk. So I actually got up, and this first and only time it ever happened, probably in life even, was that I got up for Del. I got up and made some coffee. I wanted to be sitting there when he came out of the back. I had to see exactly, well, what Del's hair might look like. And because I know when I come out of a bunk, if you ever saw the movie Quest for Fire, you have kind of a good idea when I show out. And anyway, the front door opens and out he comes, and his hair was perfect. Right out of the bunk, straight from slumber. And I remember that day, Del, how in the world do you do that? How do you come out of that bunk looking so beautiful?
Well, Sam, you know, that bus we had, I had a little stand beside my bunk there, you know. And I had things on it, you know. So as soon as I woke up in the morning, I put my teeth in and grab it and put it on.
Ready to go.
And it's still on, it's still there.
That's some good glue. Let's see if I'm with you yet, Bill.
Pretty good, I think. Pretty good. In fact, it's perfect, nearly.
Perfect, almost. Well, it's been a number of years ago, but I had the pleasure of recording a couple of songs and asked Del if he'd join us, and he graciously did. And here's one that is an old Bill. This one's actually older than Bill Monroe, isn't it?
This is really old. Yeah, it's older than me even.
No.
I think it came from across the water. It was not born in this country. All right.